97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light.
Wow. Thin Lizzy.
The Coyote.
Irish Cowboys. I did not pick that up in my memory bank. I'm so sorry. This is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Thanks to Carl Middleman for finding something so obscure that nobody's ever heard, except Thin Lizzy.
Best producer in the business. Way to go, Carl.
He really is.
This
really
is a great song.
You know, have you ever been to this event,
the PBR? I have. Years ago when I was at Channel 4, we had one of the writers come in and...
For the PBR.
For the PBR. And he was... It was impressive, I have to tell you. They brought the vest in that they wear, which is hard as a rock, right?
Sure, sure.
And let us feel of it. Of course, it was too small to fit around my gut, but... It was pretty awesome.
Put it around your kneecap. Yeah, you'll be fine. You know, they are amazing athletes for sure. And if you've never been to the PBR, I did it one year, years ago, and I got to sit in the Budweiser box, like right alongside the arena. It was fantastic. And I've been to rodeos all my life and really excited to talk to a world champion, Silvano Alves. This guy... He has got street cred like you wouldn't believe, and he's got a big bank account, too, like most cowboys do, right, Silvano?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Every cowboy, John Wayne and every other cowboy that's been on a working ranch on Yellowstone, they all have big bank accounts. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, sir. How are you?
Good, and you, sir. Thank you for inviting me for part of this.
How many of these events do you guys do in a year's time before we get to your trophy case and talk about that?
This year, the short season, because it changed a little bit, but normally 28, 30 events a year. But this year, in the season change for January to May, it probably 22, I think so.
Wow. That is impressive. Now, I have to ask... how old are you now, Silvano?
34.
34. And you do 28 of these during the short season. What kind of physical toll does the season end up taking on you? I just have to ask.
Oh, yeah. I need to work hard and like to stay healthy, you know, in the body, because I need all the time using my body. I need to be healthy, no insurance, nothing, just to keep it great every day.
Yeah.
And a lot of ibuprofen, I'm thinking, on a daily basis. What is like, okay, when we talk football or when we talk baseball, you know, there's a life expectancy of a career for one of those players. Not life expectancy, but in, you know,
career,
be a career, how long is your career? Do you go till you're 45 doing this?
No, just a couple more years, that's it, you know. I don't want to stay long for this because it's... Because every time I told him, I don't write for because money or superstar or like something like that, you know, just a write book just because I love. And but I don't want to write Steve Wold because and Steve, I need to be like, you know, I need to take care of my life, you know.
Absolutely.
Have fun with my family, you know. Gotta just a couple more years, that's it.
Well,
just 3 more years, I think.
Well, if people have never been to watch one of these professional bull riding events, I hope they take advantage of it when you guys are here in town. First of all, I've always wondered when I see folks do this, and I've been to lots of rodeos around the country, just got back from Montana last summer, went to the local rodeo there, love the bull riding. A lot of these people are, I mean, they're beginners, and you've been doing this a long time. How in the world did you decide this was the sport for you?
Because then it comes for my family. I'm third generation for the bull rider.
Okay.
Because my grandpa in Brazil is a broken horse. And my daddy, but bull rider, but just a regional local, you know.
Yeah.
And me third guys for, and I'm my man to just ride bull just for close to home, you know. But every time it's better and better, and follow my dream and come here to United States, you know. Yes, I want the best in Brazil, but then after Brazil and go win everything there, and the people invite me here, come to the United States and come here, try and stay here for the rest of my life.
Well, a question for you. Did you ever work on a working ranch?
Yes, yes. And I worked a ranch before, and all my family and my grandpa and my daddy have farmed there in Brazil. Working milk cows, working farm there, you know, help like a cowboy there before.
Yeah. And so did they think when they saw you doing it down there, did they think you were a natural at this? This was definitely your lane to get in. Like, if I'm a baseball pitcher or a football player, you know, people are naturals. It just comes easy to them. Did this come easy to you?
Yes. Yes. Before I ride bulls and roping, you know, and then just to try ride because I saw all my daddy ride some local event and just to ride it. When I work there for fun, and I like it, and I try for if it's doing better, and if it's better, and I continue, but better and stay continue all the time.
Wow. Well, Silvano Alves, our guest right now, he's one of the stars, one of the legends with professional bull riding. Unleash the Beast Tour, they're coming the 18th and 19th, so you're going to have an opportunity to go see him at the Enterprise Center, and obviously tickets are still available. We hope people show up down there. I just want to mention, just for people who maybe don't follow the sport but love to go watch as spectators occasionally. So Silvano is three-time PBR world champ, 2017 Global Cup Edmonton event qualifier, 2014 PBR World Finals event winner, 2010 PBR Rookie of the Year. I mean, that's an impressive career, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir. And if the guys here in St. Louis never been to bull riding and thinking, try watching this time, go with the arena, go. I think a lot of people have fun for the first time.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely been one of the top spectator sports in the world over the years. You know, the other thing that he holds on to, it's like picture a pro bowler throwing consecutive 300 games. Well, our guest here, Silvano, has a PBR record for 24 consecutive qualified rides. Nobody has ever done that. What's the record before year 24? Was it 23 or was it less than that?
No, 16.
Wow.
Oh, no.
You shattered it.
This is awesome. This is awesome. So when you come to a city like St. Louis or when you're traveling around with the PBR, do you get a chance to visit the city, eat the food, things like that?
Yes. Just not much, just a little bit. Not much.
You're like a rock star.
When I got time.
Yeah, you're like a rock star. Do you guys have tour buses too?
Yes.
Like rock stars. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so let me ask Silvano, have you ever suffered a serious injury? I mean, that's taken you out of competition for a period of time?
Yes, I have two bad injuries all my career. In 2015, I'm number one again when I'm broken my hip. And I'm still out for 7-8 months and back to ride at just in the finals. And after this one in 2019, in the Springfield here in Missouri, and the bull stepped in my kidney, and done these two bad injuries all my career.
Wow.
Are you a married man?
No.
Oh, so you don't have a wife going, I don't think you should go back on that thing. You know, when you have a title like an event like Unleash the Beast Tour, which bull is the baddest of them all on this tour that you're in this year?
Oh, this year I have the best bull in the world. Like, his name is Upa.
Upa?
The old champ. Upa.
Upa. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the old champ bull last year and number one again this year. I have like Midnight Party and the best bull, jewel rank bull. And a couple rank bull have like Emilian Chu. And I have a top 10 bulls. This ranking is so hard for rides, you know.
Man.
So when you talk about the record for qualifying rides, how long do you have to stay on that very angry beast in order to for it to count? Is it 7 or 8 seconds?
Just 8 seconds. After 8 seconds, you can jump off. But during and second, you can touch. Just stay one hand in the top of the bull. The other hand go the higher. And you need to touch any part of the bull, any part of your body, you know? During 8 seconds.
Yeah, okay, so I've seen cowboys get hung up and they couldn't get off the bull. What's the longest you've ever been on a bull past that 8 seconds?
Not much, but sometimes it's hang up and then help for the bullfighter for help us for, you know.
And those guys, the rodeo clowns or the bullfighters, those guys are really, they are so important in your sport, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yes, very important. Yes.
Do you tip them every time they save your life?
Yes. After God and bullfight.
At least tip a little whiskey, right? Or a little tequila.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, yeah, I hope people check this out again coming up, of course, this weekend. And you can go down to Enterprise Center and see it. EnterpriseCenter.com, is that what it is here, Carl? You can get the tickets on there. They range in price from $15 to $105. I'm sure you can probably get them at the door if you go down to Enterprise Center. And you just, if this is something everyone needs to experience at least once. So I hope people will turn out this weekend and unleash the beast.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question. I've got to ask the question. I'm so sorry. Silvano, are you a Yellowstone fan?
Yes, sir.
No, I say that because so many people, like we talked a few weeks ago, the Dude Ranch business is huge because of that TV show.
Yeah.
And I just learned that season 5 is going to 14 episodes. Sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, this is Mason episode, you know, in the film is really, really good. I watch it every time.
And nice. After your rodeo career with the PBR, could you go on to a movie set like that or a TV shoot like that and be an advisor?
If you got a chance and people invite me, yes, for sure.
Okay. Just looking out for the future for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's our pleasure to have one of the legends of the sport of professional bull riding on, Silvano Alves, only 34 years old, but holds a whole lot of records already in bull riding. And Silvano, good luck this weekend, and thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you. Appreciate your invite.
Absolutely, yes. Silvano Alves, great getting him on here. World champion, world final appearances, 11 of them over the years. Wow, that's impressive.
This is like Tom Brady category.
It really is.
It is.
Except he gets on a very angry 2,000-pound animal that wants to kill him. I mean, I think Tom Brady had it a lot easier.
Hold on. If we add up the poundage of the front line of the opposing
maybe.
Team.
Yeah, maybe.
And they have, they have direction. Okay, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors continues. After this segment, we're going to talk gun shows. Gun show.
Come down to the gun show. Cowboy's life is the life for me.
Get more at 971talk.com.